Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Well, 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 we are back. They can't hold we down. And the teams are approaching the midway point of their seasons. The Wolves and Celtics still lead their respective conferences. Celtics, they just don't quit looking so good. It's sort of disturbing.
Celtics versus the field.
Yeah, for real. But we're talking the state of the Suns today. And some surprising early results out here on the west side of things. Very surprising for some. And plenty more with comedian Aaron Edwards on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack
Getting Mad Boosties. And Miles could care less about the Lakers struggling.
Doncic, deep three.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Shout out to Aaron Edwards. Thank you so much for joining us. Comedian, podcaster, fan buzz writer. You got the Uncle Show coming up on January 26th. That's not just a show for uncles, I'm guessing, because I'm an only child, so I don't have that opportunity. But what is the Uncle Show?
For uncles by uncles?
Yeah.
You don't have to be an uncle to show up. It's pretty much two uncles, two black uncles trying to learn the way of like the new world. Me and my boy Anwar wrote it, perform it. It's pretty much black Oh Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
John Mulaney and
that's
Nick Kroll,
perfect.
So. That's pretty much what we do up
that
there.
That sounds incredible.
We have a good time.
And what's your version of too much tuna? not enough. Yeah. Not enough tuna.
we seasoned a steak on stage the last show, and we put like way too much salt. So everybody keeps coming out to us saying too much salt. So
too much sauce. Okay, let them know. Let them know.
No such thing as too much salt on a steak, if you ask me. As a fellow uncle, you can't put too much salt.
Well, I mean, a lot of it grills off. At least that's what I say in my mind.
That's right. Yeah.
Until someone eats it and they're like, is this like a sour candy? I'm like, no, it's just the steak I overseasoned. But anyway, speaking
Salt
of...
Salt Bae, too light a touch. And there is a timely topical reference for you.
Exactly. Oh, man. So here we are. 2024. It's a new year on the calendar. Same season that we were last talking about when we were in 2023. It feels like things pretty much, not much has changed. The teams that were cooking remain on they're bubbling. They are percolating. And then the teams that were process of, just kind of stinking it a little bit, continue to be stinky a little bit.
Stinking it. Man, these guys are stinking it.
But yeah, I mean, the Celtics, though, they are on top of the Eastern Conference. And
yeah,
Jason Tatum frightens me. He's remarkable. Just Drew Holiday continues to be what I thought he would be on that team. And yeah, they got a 3.5-game lead over the Bucks, with a 28-8 record overall. Wow. What fun numbers to see as your win loss column there. For me and my
Miles, you got that crazy look in your eyes, man.
I got that crazy Laker look in my eyes where I go, what I'm seeing is all fake, but so real that I must embrace it. But yeah, I mean, how is everybody looking around? Oh, Jack, I mean, Philly. I know you always say, I'm off this thing. I'm done.
I love it.
I'm a fan. Philly person thing, though.
Yeah. We're just bad people. We're just unhappy people. It doesn't matter how the team's doing. I mean, Embiid is having one of the best seasons we've ever seen a player have. He's been incredible. And, you know, Maxey, Nurse, there's your big three right there. Embiid, Maxey, Nurse.
Nick Nurse.
But
do they have that for him yet?
I feel like they could use another piece, but not necessarily a piece that's like a big scorer. Maybe a Caruso. I feel like every team wants Caruso.
Yeah, everyone wants Caruso.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for anybody to pull off Caruso because everybody wants him. They get to ask including for whatever
the Bulls.
They want.
The Bulls are just like, nah, we're gonna hang on to this guy. We think we like where we're headed.
Yeah. Really? You sure? Yeah. And then it's just the rest of it. Like you said, it really does look like everything is going to have to be everyone versus the Celtics.
Everything right goes now through Boston unless people start getting hurt. But I mean, other than, Porzingis is a huge part of what they're doing. If he remains healthy, I think they're the prohibitive favorite in the East and maybe overall. But he hasn't been able to remain healthy. So it remains to be seen. But they're terrifying right now.
Before we talk about the Suns, I'm just looking at the rest of the Western Conference here. What is this down here? Okay, what's going on with the
OKC?
Bottom
are you
three?
Looking at the top?
Man, yeah. OKC, I'm definitely not.
OKC's looking nice.
Yeah, they are looking great. Jack, again, you're that ticket.
My big
that
bet
we got in Vegas.
The off season.
I bet
OKC to win the title in July at the preseason tournament.
I thought you were gonna say Western Conference Finals or something.
No. Gotta swing for the fences. You know,
I've heard tell of betting markets where you can sell like a ticket like this, like you could get value on it, like somebody would be willing to buy that for a pretty good price, but I think I'm gonna hang on to it for fun.
Yeah, just for the vibes. Absolutely.
For the vibes.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the person that sells it and it hits. So
yeah, exactly.
Right.
I also
right.
bought a ticket for the Suns to win the title in the offseason. Those were the two that I bought, and I could not sell that to anybody right now.
Hey, you never know. A lot of season left, guy.
Yeah.
A lot of season.
You sound like Frank Vogel right now.
Yeah. Phoenix, right, as of this recording, the Suns 19-18, Lakers 18-19. And I'm like, yep. Like, a lot of season left. You know, a lot of season left. But need something to happen that
you guys
will
are sounding like
move
some
things.
Yellowstone spinoffs. 18-19, 19-18. All right.
Wow.
That's been
my time, folks.
Jeez.
Wow. Kevin Costner starred in that one? Oh, man. Brother is right, Jabari, in the chat. How's everybody? What have y'all been thinking of Golden State and just the current fall? It looked like at one point Klay Thompson really was up there, one of those post game, like,
press conferences and was just sort of like being like, yeah, you know, like maybe I'm cooked, you know, like maybe that is what's going on. And he's like, right. I might have to deal with that. But it felt, I don't know, there's a poetry about it that I was just like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of teams right now. Like you said, other than Boston, it seems like everybody else is like considering their mortality right now. Like every right. team other Tis than like season, OKC man. And like Boston, like seasonal depression has hit every right. NBA team, but like two NBA teams. Like all of us are just considering where we are in the universe.
Yeah. Right.
Warriors are probably the ones thinking that the most.
Yeah. NBA seasonal depression, not because there's a like what weather season we are in of the four seasons of the year, but just where you are in the season and how that has you depressed is how we're
Golden State's still fun that. Though. They're about to get Draymond back. Who's that one dude who is like playing for them all of a sudden? Davis, who's kind of a fun little wrinkle. I feel like I don't know. I've watched a couple quarters of them over the break, and they're still, I don't know. Like, they're still a blast to watch anytime Steph's out there, you know?
Yeah.
No, so, for sure. I don't know. I don't root against anyone except the Celtics. I'm a one-woman man when it comes to rooting against NBA teams. So,
there you go.
I think, but yeah, they're way down there. It's not looking good. They're out of, or a half game out of the play-in tournament, I guess. So, not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad considering. Yeah, a lot of congestion, down
you've
there.
You just got to give the Suns more time.
Yeah.
How are you feeling as a follower of the Suns? Are you encouraged by what you see when they finally got Durant, Booker, and Beal all together?
Sometimes, like when it looks good, it looks really good, and they kind of figure it out. But it's just a bunch of people like kind of playing out of position. And if you even look at Suns Twitter, it's like, it's rough right now. It's looking bad out there. Like, it seems like a family member got diagnosed with a terminal illness, and that's what all the tweets look like. It's just like, we'll push through this. Like, we'll be all right. Like, we just got to give it time. And it's just like, just give the guys time. It'll be a couple weeks. Like, it's just everybody just trying to talk themselves into it. But it's been looking really bad.
If okay, to go on with that medical analogy there, what is your diagnosis exactly? Is it that, I mean, people are like, the roster, I don't know with this roster, but like on paper, you're like, what? Others are like, it's the coaching. It's like, we don't take enough threes. Like, that's all it is. Or obviously, like anything, it's a complex issue that has many different contributing factors.
Yeah, it's like multiple organ failure. That's what it is. It's just... It's the defense. It's one of the worst fourth quarter teams in the NBA.
I saw that. What are you guys like minus? Like, what is it?
Minus 131, I think. Fourth quarter.
Minus 16.1 net rating in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And it's just, it like falls apart no matter what lead we have. Like, everybody's kind of expecting that now because once KD sits, like, it just looks bad when KD sits down, no matter who's kind of out there still, because Book and Beal are still trying to learn each other, and they don't know who's going to be the point guard yet, and who's going to be the shooting guard, so they just keep trying to see who's going to actually take over, and it looks weird.
Right.
You know who you guys could use is Alex Caruso. I feel like you got Alex Caruso. Yeah. That might...
Guy's a dog.
Do we... This is, speaking of 'tis the season, is the season where hope springs eternal, because we're coming up on some people being able to make some moves. Do you feel like there's a move for the Suns to make?
Yeah, people were talking about it today. Like, Grayson Allen, he's about to be a free agent, and he's probably, like, the fourth best player on our team right now.
Yeah.
But we need more size and wings, so if anything, we just... Gonna have to bite that bullet and get rid of Grace and pick up some wings because we need way more size. Our rebounding is just terrible.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I was really like excited when I saw like early on in the season, the first like five games or whatever, I was like, oh, Josh Okogie looks really good. I'm like, this could all start coming together. But things aren't looking too hot for him, right? Huh?
Just leave him wide open and you're fine. Like, and that's what Ty Lue did yesterday. They're just going to leave him open in the corner. And sooner or later, he gets in his own head. If he misses the first two, he's going to pump fake and drive off the next one because he gets in his own head after he misses a couple of those wide open corner threes. And he's still really good on defense. And he's one of our best rebounders, actually. But
yeah.
On offense, he's just, those lineups with him are pretty rough.
I love the pump fake when no one's guarding you. That used to be my specialty because I wasn't a great outside shooter, so I pump fake even though no one's within 4 feet of me. So yeah, but it's like a fundamental move that everybody learns.
I got Cornette to jump with that, though.
Cornette, yeah. The Cornette contest.
He bit on that. But what about, okay, with Beal, though, he's only played like 13 games.
Yeah.
I'm looking from a very far distance over here, but how close is he to come? Are we able to count on him as I'm just gonna say, I guess I'm gonna be a Suns fan for a little bit because you guys are one game ahead of us. So I'm gonna just jump on that bandwagon. But what's like the how do the Suns fans feel about him right now and just his availability and his health long term?
I mean, the health thing, everybody was kind of, you can tell it was grading on everybody and it was kind of getting to him. But you can tell it was for him. He was trying to come back early for the back, even though he should have waited. Right. He was trying to come back early for the ankle. I mean, he did come back early for the ankle, but you can tell like it's kind of getting to him too. But he's been looking really good right now. The problem has kind of been, and I hate saying this because it's one of my favorite players, it's the book thing. Like, I think that was probably the bigger issue. Like, Beal, you can tell he got his legs under him. He's getting to the rim. He's doing all that. I mean, his three-point shooting's pretty bad right now. But the book stuff, I said at the beginning of the season, I didn't want Book to be a point guard and forget he was the best shooting guard in the league. And that's exactly what happens. Like, he'll legit not take a shot the entire first quarter because he's trying to do the Chris Paul thing. And that's just not his game.
Right. Oof.
Yeah.
It's a hard life. And I get it, man. I've been there. Same situation with just a great looking roster, thinking things are going to be moving in the right direction. It's not always easy to blame Frank Vogel, as I realized that wasn't the solution
for the Lakers.
No, not at all. But like, yeah. But again, this season, just like, it's delivered many surprises. And again, just like with Minnesota on top, I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, I like
many in OKC. Not a lot of people had it except for me.
We get it.
Swami. You know, it was surprising. Yeah. I can see how it would be surprising to other people.
But to mortals who are looking at it in a very one-dimensional way rather than five dimensions.
And we don't know many people built different like you. So I guess
that's right. Galaxy brain. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's take a quick, should we take a quick break and come back and talk about like some of the teams up top?
Well, we didn't even talk about the Lakers.
He said up top.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
We're back.
And yeah, I guess we haven't talked about the Lakers that much. How are they looking? I actually haven't checked the standing.
Oh, well, you know.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Are my glasses on? What's going on here? We're barely floating right now. Barely. Yeah. And it's so frustrating to watch. Okay. Thank you, Jabari, for giving me the real stats there. 3-7 over the last 10. I was on break. I was visiting family in Japan. I was like, let's sit down, watch some Lakers. You know, I'm in Japan. Like, I'm black and knees. I could watch Rui play or not play, depending on what is going on with his body. And it's just so difficult to watch AD be playing so well and just our inability to get everything else going. Because it used to be easy to just say, like, yeah, I mean, like, if AD is, like, playing, then, like, yeah, you guys are doing it. And here we are, and everybody else is on snooze fest. So it's definitely, it's troubling, you know, that the team is struggling right now.
Miles said on TDZ's jet lag, Joe Namath.
I'm jet lag, Joe Namath. Look, it's not easy coming back to the West Coast from Japan, but, yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be able to just say it's as easy as being like, well, Darvin Ham, like, he's got to go. We need Doc Rivers or something like that.
Oh, God, no.
It's not easy at all. But. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, I don't know if it's like a trade or what. Oh, how many trades away we are from this? But things just aren't coming together. And also, we were saying this off mic, is there's just a lot of lack of continuity for a lot of the players that we need for the team to be playing well. And that is an excuse. So
yeah, I guess I don't understand.
Leave me alone.
The Lakers. Started putting it together at the end of last season, and it's not, other than Rui being hurt part of the time, I don't totally understand what has fallen off. It seems like you should just be last year's end of the season team plus Gabe Vincent, but
right.
It's
well,
just
I
not
think D'Angelo
happening.
Russell was he was selling us vaporware, you know.
I mean,
and
wasn't
the
Rui me
thing is just weird. It's like starter six man. Like, it keeps going back and forth. But it's like nobody knows what to do with Reeves anymore. When he was supposed to be what, the third best player on the team?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, here's Team USA's new golden boy. Like, here we go. I bring all the players with us. But yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It could just be, you know, the heavy lies the crown. You know, as I say, you put that jersey.
AD was my number one pick in the fantasy draft, though, and he's been killing it for me. So
yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Like, individually,
we're all galaxy brain stuff right now. It's me and Jack.
That's right. Where were you picking? Was it the number one overall?
I think it was like third or fourth.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that
Toldano
is a gutsy
and,
pick.
Like, yeah, it's like Toldano and Megan Gailey and CJ or and Ian and all them. And
yeah,
he's got a decent league going, but I'm
okay
right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, look, Gabe Vincent has only played 5 games.
Oh, has he? Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense. All right.
Vando has only played 16. Rui's just like on start stop with his health. So it's just chaos. Like, you know, and like Rui was such a big part of that. I don't know, whatever. Again, like I said, those are explanations and those are excuses. Get off my back, okay? That's it. Any other questions, my honor?
I do. What are your thoughts on the so there's another team in Los Angeles, Miles.
No. Do not.
Okay.
Do not.
Hottest team in the league right now.
They are.
Los Angeles Clippers are. Super producer Jabari just said, break, go to break.
Stop the count.
So this is. They started 7-9. They went 0-6 for a stretch. Like when Harden first came, like they were a legit laughing stock on Twitter. I was like, I mean, this like the way Twitter's using their spicy Twitter fingers, it feels like they might as well just pack it in for this season.
Yeah.
And they have become the hottest team in the league.
You said that like six times. Dude. We get it.
They're the biggest. they're kind of following through on like the thing that we saw with the Nets for a little while. I was hoping that was going to be the Suns this year. But like, you know, right. when you have three great perimeter scorers, it can come together like that. That season that the Nets had KD, Kyrie, and Harden, it was like, you know, it was a beautiful thing until everybody got hurt. And like, that's kind of what the Clippers are giving me, except they've got Kawhi Leonard, who's like one of the best defenders in the league still. So it's could be,
and he's playing, you know, he's
if everybody's healthy, like people forgot really quickly that for the first two games, and obviously that's not enough games for the playoffs, but for the first two games of the playoffs, Kawhi was the best player in the NBA. Like,
right.
he looked absolutely incredible for the games that he was healthy for in the playoffs last year. So, I don't know. Like, if he remains healthy, big if, but if he can, like, they're very, very interesting.
They got a shout for sure. And, you know,
Paul George has just been playing really well, too. Like,
yeah.
The Suns, like, three times in a row now. So,
yeah.
It's been going off.
Yeah, just like, and Russ, you know, I as much as I not that I hate to see it, I'm glad to see him kind of settle into a place where he's able to find himself again. And it's working on behalf of the Los Angeles Clippers. So good for you, man. I'm just going to hold on to the fact that we both went to UCLA, and that's why I feel good for you. Yeah. And happy for you.
Because you could care less about the team struggling.
I could care less about the Lakers struggling. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know. That's an exciting top four teams. I mean, Denver's still there. Denver's still scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably, you know, I would say Denver is the Celtics of the Western Conference. They're like the team that I'm still expecting to be there that everybody else has to go through. It'll be interesting, though. I think they'll be there in the playoffs. But as of right now, they're just kind of
chilling. I think they need to be the number one seed. Like, that's my thing with Denver. They can just kick it. They know they have Joker, and he's probably kicking it right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you can just get to the playoffs, and just, can you beat them four times? And I think that's just going to be hard.
Yeah.
Not with, like, especially that freak buzzer beater. Not even freak at this point. Once he hit that one shot over AD last year, I was like, nah, this is just what this guy does.
That's
like,
he scores.
Yeah, he'll just rip your soul in half, and then, like, I mean, you'll be like, well, that was actually a fluke, man. And then he'll does it like nine more times. You're like, he's so good. I don't know what to do.
I just expect him to make everything now. Like, I saw what he did to DA in the playoffs. Like, every time he does stuff, I'm just like, yeah, this is just who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we're saying that's inevitable. There's really no reason to think that. Yeah. I honestly, if he's playing the way he is, there's really, it is what it is. And we'll just have to bask in his glory and hope that maybe he'll call it quits early and let some other teams in the West
retire in the middle of the playoffs.
Just retire. I saw you said you wanted to kick it with your horses, and he said you want to actually be a driver, or like you want to be the actual jockey. So, you know, that's something cool, man. I think you should just try that out. You already did your thing in the NBA, man. So that's cool. I'm cool with that. If you just want to go and just do the horse.
He's in a Hall of Famer. What more does he need to do? Like, get out of here. Go live your life.
Now go be one of the largest jockeys to ever ride a horse in a race ever.
They should just have weight classes for jockeys. And like, I mean, it's not fair to him, you know, that he doesn't have an opportunity to do that. They should, they should have heavyweight horse racing. The more like there's been like interviews with him this year where he's just made it clear. It's not that he like hates basketball. It's that he hates fame. And that has made me really like him. Like, he's just like, it's so weird. Like, everybody wants to take a picture of me. I can't, like, do anything because everyone's looking at me. It's like the most sane reaction to fame, you know? So, I don't know. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, I hate to use this pun, but he doesn't want to do it with, like, the whole dog and pony show. And I know it was really stupid to say that, but
he just wants the pony show.
Just the pony show.
He just wants the pony show without the dog and pony show. Like, he just wants it all to be pony.
Yeah, I've got the dog in me. Now here's the pony.
Yeah.
Can we move on? Yeah, I just It's like the thing that, like, it's funny. You see, like, jaded celebrities. Like, I feel like right now, I think Kylian Mbappe, who plays soccer for PSG, he's a striker for the French national team. He's like one of the most famous soccer players. Like, I'm so famous. I've lost the appetite even to live spontaneously. He's the whole woe is me with the fame thing. And I like how, some people get there and Joker is like, he just sees it already for what it is. It's not even the fame. He's like, I just don't like that it disrupts what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like in general. So for that,
with my kids, yeah.
Don't need that at all. So there's a wisdom to the Joker's words.
Yeah. All right. Should we take a quick break and we'll be right back?
Yeah. But I just gotta make sure. Aaron, are you ready for this next segment?
I think I remember it from last time, so I'm sort of ready.
Oh, yeah. It's way
Miles,
different now.
He thinks he's ready.
He thinks he's ready.
Oh,
okay.
Rich.
Well, I guess I'm Lauren, and that on the other mic, that's Proswell, because ready or not, here we
go.
I didn't even name Wyclef. That's how deep I went with the food. All right.
We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. Woo. And Wemby had his once monthly game where everybody stops and is like, uh-oh, wait, what is happening against the Bucks, where he did some things like that. He had the one where he threw it off the backboard and dunked it. He had the behind the back breakaway dunk. He had some blocks. He blocked
one block
Giannis
became an outlet pass.
Well, that was a different game, but
sorry. Yeah.
But he, that was against the Cavs. But I am, still the first thing I check for in the morning is what Wemby do in the game.
There's always because
I go
some
to bed
highlight
at 6 p.m. every night. So
that one, I was impressed though when Jared Allen. I mean, he did get blocked by Wemby, but also he went up with Wemby too, and stuffed him pretty good too. It was, I don't know. It's just the behind the back. dunk, like with all that, I was so his length again. It goes against like the pattern of movement that I'm so used to, like just from watching the NBA. That to see how quickly the ball went from like whatever his waist, which is already like 8 feet off the ground, but like into the hoop, I was like, did that actually go in? But everybody's reacting.
Like it was like an air ball dunk. Like that's how fast it happened. Like it just, I was like on my phone and it was tough to compute like the behind the back of the dunk. It just didn't even look like it went in.
100%.
Even in slow motion, you couldn't see it go in. It was kind of crazy. Yeah. It's like, wait, where's the ball? So, I mean, just a couple stats. Total number of blocks in first 31 games played. Wembanyama, 101. Mutombo, 84. Tim Duncan, 80. Total number of made three-pointers in the first 31 games. Wembanyama, 46. Steph Curry, 41. KD, 38. Now, obviously, it's a different era. But, right. And then minutes played in those first 31 games. Wembanyama 901, Dikembe Mutombo 1,234, Duncan 1,151, Steph 989, KD 1,026. So fewest minutes, putting up the most stats.
And that's good, right?
Yeah, he's pretty good. And he's not even going to win.
With teammates that don't even know he exists sometimes. Like, he's doing all this.
It feels like they are actively, like, they have a pact that they're like, we're freezing him out. This guy's a dork. Like,
just
I feel
a
like,
bunch of Ricky, a bunch of Ricky Davis, like, when LeBron got drafted, it's just everybody's Ricky Davis.
Yeah. Feels like they have a burn book where they have, like, say, like, mean things about Wembanyama.
And they're like, it has to be a book because that's the only way he'll get the information because he doesn't mess with all those other kinds of new media. They probably hate him. He's such an intellectual, too. Like, I wonder if they're, if partly they're like, oh my God, did you hear when he's trying to get me to like examine my own ego or whatever? He's talking about the id. I thought he was talking about my ID when he was typing that in the text.
What book was he reading? He's reading a book. I forget what it was, but everyone was like, what the fuck?
They're like, he's actually reading it.
Like he was all the way through it.
Whereas,
like, just people... going to be on a on the cover of GQ, like reading multiple books soon. Like this is going to be the cover of it. It's like his entire vibe.
Right. Yeah. And he's, and like, you could do like a very interesting photo shoot because his hands are so big. Like he could hold 14 books at once,
open. Books.
And like with his feet too. And they're like, the master of knowledge, Victor Wembanyama.
See, we should get paid with that. Like, they're going to steal this idea. And
I know. It happens. Look, you know how often things we say on this podcast end up in magazine cover shoots, different kinds of like awards that are given out by humanitarian organizations, like politicians using it for legislation. I mean, it's just, look, we've seen it 100 times, but we accept it.
All right. Bad news, Ja out for the year, just as he was getting things going.
That escalated
season
real quick.
Burned fast and bright. There's a lot of fun moments in the very short season that he had, but
yeah,
that's a bummer.
I mean, at least he dunked on Wemby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He got to,
you know, just for the record, we got that on the record, but yeah, it felt like it went from, he's got some shoulder soreness. We'll have to assess too. Yeah. He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
Labrum.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. It is that time, unfortunately, Aaron. hate to do it to you, man.
Yeah,
but We got to.
Mm-hmm.
It is the rapid fire segment of Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties. This is the fastest segment of podcasting. We're going to throw questions at you. You got to just answer without even thinking.
Yeah. Without
just
thinking.
Just fire it right back.
Let your id respond.
Yeah, your ID.
Right. Your ID.
Wait, what is id? Why do you keep pronouncing ID?
ID like that. I think you mispronounce is. but what id do? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, Brian, I hope you're ready because you need to start the clock. Here we go. The fastest segment. They thought we were Rusty Jack, but we were just coming back. That's all it was. Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. You want to go first?
This rust cuts. Woo! I don't know. I was trying to say something cool. It didn't work out that well.
this rust does, in
rust
fact,
cuts.
This can cause tetanus. And we are testing this man's ability to answer questions very quickly. You want to go first or should I go first?
You can go first.
Well, allow me to ask you this, Aaron. Who is the most underappreciated of the truly all-time greats? Give us a guy that deserves to be mentioned, but is often left out of these all-time debates. Who are you giving that to? Who are you throwing that bouquet at?
I'm going with T-Mac. He didn't make the 75, and he was going head-to-head against Kobe when I was in middle school. I had the T-Mac 2s. Those are my basketball shoes. Seventh grade. And
wow.
Him not making the 75 was just ridiculous to me because everybody wanted to be a 6'9", 6'8 dude that could shoot from deep and get to the rim whenever he wanted. He was just like one of those dudes that we had never seen before LeBron obviously came. But yeah, definitely T-Mac.
Dude, the T-Mac 2s are one of – I was like always a Nike kid, but I remember being like, those got – the certain kind of flavor to them that had like all the lines coming across the toe.
Yeah,
that looked like
Wolverine. Adidas.
Yeah. That like Wolverine like slashed them with like like paint on his paws. Yeah.
Those are dope.
Yeah.
Those are my shoes back then.
Oh, yeah, man. They kind of remind me of the Iversons a little bit. Like they got that. Yeah.
Yeah, those yeah. They, cool. Like the question threes or something. But yes, they were definitely iconic footwear. There was like a clip that was going around recently about how, I forget, somebody who was on that Adidas basketball team was talking about doing photo shoots with T-Mac and how, like, he was just, like, the golden child and, like, whatever he said, like, goes. Like, if they took, like, one picture and he said they were done, like, they were done. Like, even if they're like, oh, we need you one thing, he's like, I said, that's it. And they were just like, okay, T-Mac, very good, very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Great name, too. Great nickname, T-Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Put up 13 points in 33 seconds. I tried to get Racy Grady going, but I think people were smart to go with the first part of his name.
Racy Grady.
They chose wisely on that one. I'll tell you what. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, don't sleep on Rack Grady. Rack Grady?
Big Racks Grady. Aaron, you can take two players from all of history to create your Matt Boosties edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking?
Wait, take any two players?
Any two players, all of history. But you got to think about how the game translates to NBA Jam. And you also can't think about it because it is the rapid fire round of questions.
Yeah, go
so
right now. What?
Time.
Go. Who?
LeBron and Shaq. LeBron and Shaq. Easy. Like
LeBron and Shaq.
NBA Jam just oops to each other. Shaq's a great passer. Just all the dunks. Every dunk that you can think of, just the entire time. It's just, we need like more beefy dudes, and I think just strength is one of my favorite things in basketball. So I just
I always want to put a shooter on, but it's a good point that in a game where you can throw people across the court and goaltend, it's not that big a deal, I guess.
No, I'm not going for finesse. Like Steph got he got to run into Shaq a couple of times, too. Let's see if he survives.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. Right. And, you know, Aaron, I got to say, man, we have to keep this segment moving. And as much as I appreciate that answer, you know, you're kind of putting our title at risk by sort of expanding on the answers. Yeah. No, that's fine.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't get mad. I just get deeply saddened and just regret my own decision sometimes with who we have on the show. If you could have any player skill set for a day, whose skill set and what specific skill set of theirs are you choosing?
This is easy, Steph.
Yeah, okay, that's the right answer.
Which thing? His dunking?
the shooting. Lauren, shoot. People love shooting. Like
his
just
comedy. His comedy. You see him post those ESPYs, man? That guy.
That golf swing? That's what I'm...
Yo, I had to pick an NBA player's golf swing, like that thing is a work of art. That's Yeah, he's got an amazing golf swing. Yeah.
He's good.
Oh, are we talking like Tiger Woods, like swing portrait?
It's
like
just
levels?
Like smooth. It's just like a beautiful golf swing. Yeah.
I mean, he's so good at like whatever he does. So I'm not surprised, honestly. So like,
if you were like, all right,
$100, you got to pick an NBA player like to play darts for your life, like Steph, right? Like Steph would be just like.
It depends on like Jordan with how much money's on it if Jordan.
Yeah. Because Jordan, he wouldn't care if your life's on the line, Jack.
Yeah. That's true. Jordan
it would have to be his money.
Yeah.
If it's my life and like $500K, I trust
Jordan. Yeah.
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 I would show him a picture of me with my kids, and you know what he would say.
Yeah.
About them kids.
No. He'd say Wu-Tang is for the children, is what he would say.
But not me. But not me. I am not for the children. Which son from yesteryear, not named Chuck or Steve, would have the biggest impact on this year's roster if you could add them to the Sun squad in their prime?
Jason Kidd.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's probably the right answer. KJ would be interesting, but you probably don't need more scoring.
I kind of want to say Amari sometimes, but it's Kidd.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
His question was courtesy of Tyler McDowell.
Yeah, Tyler McDowell.
Yeah, yeah. Super producer Jabari asked for like questions they wanted us to ask you, and that was Tyler McDowell's question. And Desmond Powell came through with KJ or J Kidd. Tony Jandoli answered Dragic easily. And I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns version. that's just the voice that Tony Jandoli has in my mind for some reason.
Dragic is a really good tipper, though. He always hooked it up.
Shout out Goran. Okay, now you can take retroactive. You get into some kind of spaceship. We don't have the technology, whatever, how to do this. But you could space jam yourself into having Robert Horry's career or Charles Barkley's career. Which one are you choosing?
Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I mean,
so you're not about the team, more about the individual accomplishments.
Charles Barkley seems like he had more fun. And so yeah. I'm choosing Charles Barkley. Like Robert Horry, he got the rings, but he seems like he has to stick up for himself all the time.
Yeah.
You don't care about that.
Do you remember where you bought the album Wu-Tang Forever?
No. It was probably at Westridge Mall in West Phoenix because my brother worked at the warehouse, record store.
Yeah.
And so it was probably there. But my first album I ever bought was Hot Boy.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's a question for a hot boy. You got to pick one. Lolo's or Gus's?
Lolo's.
Now, for people who don't know what we're talking about, will you please explain and tell me why you chose the controversial decision to pick Lolo's over Gus's?
Because Lolo's is the hot spot. I mean, it's just in me, like every half day at school, we took the bus on Central straight down the street to Lolo's on half days and waited in a long line and got breakfast. Like, that was just the thing that we did. So the original Lolo's, not the brand new remade one that's super big and super nice. Like, I'm talking about the hood one that was kind of dirty.
Dragic when he was on the Sun. On the Suns. That's what we're talking about.
That person. well, Aaron Edwards, thank you so much for playing along with the fourth quarter round of rapid fire questioning. We didn't ask Jack or Miles because I am entirely in too fragile of a place to not have, that question go my way.
I would
turn into a pile of clothes like Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars movie. But yes, where can people find you and follow you, support you, and check out the Uncle Show? Because again, based on your description, that it was black.
Black, oh hello.
It's perfect. It's something I was like, I did not know perfect. I need it, but I absolutely do know. I do need it.
Uncle Show, January 26th. We're going to try to do it monthly, but it takes a long time to write, so it's probably going to be bi-monthly. February 1st through the 4th, I am opening for the All Fantasy guys. So I'm doing some comedy with them, doing some drafting, doing all that stuff. And yeah, I'm just going to be doing some sets, LA, Phoenix, all over the place. Just going to be doing some mics. So just check me out online and I'll probably drop stuff.
Cool.
Amazing.
Well, you can find us. Make sure you follow us. I'm at Miles of Gray.
Oh, you'd better follow me at Jack _ O'Brien on Twitter.
And yeah, make sure you follow hashtag Mad Boosties. That's BOOSTIES for show links, updates, random questions that we'll pose for the listeners before we have our wonderful guests on. That is going to do it for us this week. But you know what? We come back every week, because the season doesn't end, and either does my infinite source of hope as a Lakers fan, or maybe I guess my doctor.
It's gonna be all right.
My doctor calls it some sort of disorder, but whatever. What do they know? But that'll do it for us. We'll see you soon, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Late.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.